You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
You are listening to World and Wars with me, Aditi Prasad. It's your daily dose of triumphs, tragedies, and untold stories of global conflicts. That was Israel's most wanted man, Yahya Sinwar. The speech is from May 2022, almost 17 months before Hamas's brutal October 7th massacre inside Israel. Sinwar is seen applauding the 2022 fictional TV show that narrates a story of how Israel infiltrated Gaza and Hamas fought back and won. A story that eerily emulates reality. Except this time, it is Hamas infiltrating Israel, causing bloodshed and mayhem. The TV show showed Hamas storming Israeli military camps in its counterattack and also taking hostages. Sounds familiar? Well, that's the reason that Yahya Sinwar's speech from almost a year and a half ago is going viral today. Many Palestinians are now sharing Yahya Sinwar's old speeches, snippets of the show, claiming that it virtually predicted what happened on October 7th. Proof that the Hamas leader plotted Israel's most deadly day in broad daylight. In his praise for the TV series, Sinwar said, and I quote, "This project is not at all separate from our great preparation, from the work of our brothers in the battalions of Al-Qassam Brigades," unquote. Now, the TV show was aired during Ramzan last year on the Al-Aqsa channel, which is run by Hamas. But Israel discovered that the preparation that Sinwar spoke about was real on October 7th. When Hamas fighters broke through Gaza's fence, killing around 1,200 people, taking more than 200 people hostage. Let's listen in to him again. In hindsight, Sinwar's words carry the foreboding of what was to come. A dastardly attack which Hamas dubbed Flood of Al-Aqsa. Al-Aqsa being the reference to the mosque in Jerusalem that is one of Islam's holiest shrines. Let's talk about the show, the TV series for a bit. The TV series that Yahya Sinwar spoke about is called Qabdat al-Arhar, or Fist of the Free. When it was announced in 2022, everyone compared it to the hit Israeli spy show, Fawda. The plot of Fist of the Free was inspired by a real-life Israeli operation. In 2018, some Israeli spies had infiltrated into Gaza, posing as civilians. The Palestinians had called it a military raid, which put a fragile ceasefire at risk. Israeli reports claimed it was an operation to gather intelligence. In any case, the cover of the Israeli spies was blown. They were left exposed in enemy territory. An intense gunfight had followed. There was even a car chase. The Israeli soldiers sped into an olive grove, where they were rescued by an Israeli chopper. In dramatic fashion, the Israeli army had then blown up the car being used by their spies so that they leave no clues behind. At least 8 people had died in the incident. An Israeli lieutenant colonel, 4 Hamas fighters, including a commander, and 3 other Palestinians. Now, Israel had managed to rescue around 16 undercover agents in that operation. But in the show, Hamas is seen as outwitting and defeating the Israelis. The series was shot on a tight budget, very simple sets, and low salaries for the actors. While Israel normally uses actors of Arab descent in its shows, only Palestinians played all roles in Fist of the Free. Actors on the show said that they went out and later even faced harassment on Gaza streets sometimes because people thought they were actually Israeli. So was Hamas's unprecedented attack on Israel, which killed over 1,000 people, really inspired by a low-budget, hurriedly shot television show? Or was the TV series a way by which Hamas was mocking Israel, plotting in broad daylight, revealing its plans via a fictional TV series. We'll never know for sure. This is me signing off now. If you have any queries, reach out to me at the rate of Prasadaditi on X. This podcast was produced by Deeksha Chaurasia, edited by Sanju Abraham. Meet you in the next episode. Ciao.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.